and the Beats with Jess Bowen and Bowie J.
G'day. It is Bowie Jane with Jess Bowen on Babes Behind the Beats. And today we have band Shallow Pools from Boston. We have Ali, Glynis, Jess and Haley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
We are so excited to have you guys on. And so for the listeners right now, if you guys want to say who's who and what you do in the band so people can hear your voice and maybe we can distinguish who's who.
Yeah, for sure. I am Glynis and I sing.
I'm Ali. I play the drums.
I'm Jess. I play guitar.
I'm Haley. I play the bass.
Love it. You guys sound great. We are very excited to have you guys here. We want to just kind of get to know you guys. And I guess my first question is, do you guys want to tell us how you all met and like how you kind of formed the band and when?
Oh, for sure. So Jess, Ali, and myself, Glynis, we all went to high school together. And then you met Ali. I'll let you take it.
Yeah. So me and Ali met on our tennis team in high school. We both played instruments. We were like, let's just start playing covers together. We got Glynis involved. We didn't really do anything seriously until a couple years later, like out of college actually. So it was just like years of playing covers, and then we started Shallow Pools, and then a year later Haley joined. Yeah. And that's
nice,
the short version.
That's the short version of it. Nice. So while you guys were like playing covers and stuff, were you doing that around Boston or were you doing that around New York? Like, were you doing that all on the East Coast or mostly like in Boston?
It was mostly in Boston and honestly our hometown. We were just kind of walking around playing for literally anyone who would listen,
and just little bars in Boston and stuff like that. We never went anywhere.
We were mostly doing acoustics, so I would play the cajon or like a second guitar and whatever, like tambourine. Jess would play guitar and then Glynis would sing. Then we started doing electric a little later.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess I'll get better at the drum set. Like,
So were the drums not your actual like first instrument then?
I started playing the drums when I was in elementary school, just like snare drum in band.
Gotcha.
And my brother played the drums, so we had a drum set in my house all the time. So I was okay, but I never really thought about doing it until we needed. Yeah, like I really liked playing the guitar, and I like really liked doing acoustic covers and things. And then I started really liking playing drum set when we all met.
We like told Ali she just had to play the drums.
Hop on the drum.
We can't do it, so you have to do it.
And we were like, Glynis, you have to learn the bass. Sorry.
Yeah. So I was like, sure, I'll play the bass and I'll be really good at it. And I was.
I think starting off in a cover band is a great way to start because you get gig ready and you're just used to being on stage, and just when things go wrong with sound, you know how to fix them. Mm-hmm. How did you get your first gigs? What was the, like, were you going out to venues and saying, hey, we're a band?
I think we were just emailing people.
Yeah.
Like, we had no business playing our first show, but we like, why not? We'll just try.
Hey, no one does. No one does. Were you pretending to be your own manager? Because I have done that before.
Yeah, of course. Our band, Shallow Pools, I am, in fact, the manager.
I wasn't 21 yet, too. When I was at a bar, I was so stressed that we were going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
The sound guy was, like, sleeping at the thing the whole time.
Yeah. So we would just, like, bring her in and be like, she's playing here.
She's
sorry.
With us.
We only had a couple of our own songs, though, so it was a lot of covers.
A lot of covers.
We would play, like, one song that was original between seven
covers. So everyone's clapping to the covers, and then we have our original song, which was admittedly trash at the time. But,
So my question is, were you opening for other bands that were also cover bands, or were you kind of being the opening act for touring artists?
We were doing, like, playing with other cover bands, other, like, small local bands. Nothing with touring artists until way later.
Much later, yeah.
There are only a couple of venues in Boston really where touring artists will like have a local opener, so it wasn't a huge opportunity for that here.
Were you guys playing covers of obviously like artists that you were influenced by? What kind of music were you guys doing?
We were doing like everything.
We did like a Paramore cover, we did like Blink-182, just like anything you would play when you first start out.
Yeah.
We were playing
totally.
We did like all emo music.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of stuff like that, so it was just a mishmash.
Yeah.
This is probably of interest to anyone who's wanting to get into the industry, just going, hang on, what do I need? What gear do I need?
Mm-hmm. That was a big thing for when we were a three-piece. We kind of needed backtracks because it was just guitar, bass, and drums. And when we started making more songs that had a bunch of elements, we could not do it with just three people. So we started playing with backtracks, which was a whole added learning experience for us.
Because we were really DIY in it.
Yeah.
I'm shocked we
totally
did as well as we did on our own. So
yeah,
That's one thing I want to ask about too, because the backing tracks thing, you know, my band, we played with backing tracks as well as many of the artists that I play with. How did you set up your backing tracks? Were you using it on, you know, like Logic or Pro Tools? When I first started, I was in the age where we literally just pressed play on the iPod. Yeah. Like our tracks were on the iPod and I just have to like skim through the tracks.
I think it still would be like that a bit.
I definitely did the most roundabout way of trying to figure it out, where I have a Roland SPDSX and I have two pads linked to each other, and one has the click and it's in my ears and the other one goes out to the sound, and I'm the only person who has a click. Yeah, so they link together. So I'll have like the top two and I'll pad link them. So when I click them, they start at the same exact time. I'm never stressed that I'm going to start the click too early and then it will be off or anything. It's like always perfectly in sync with each other, but I feel bad for everyone else that doesn't get to have the click.
I mean, you are a good click.
Thank you. That's so kind.
I mean, that's how it goes. Everyone has to follow the drummer, right? So,
exactly.
So it's kind of just like, as long as the drummer can keep that time, then everyone else should be good.
You've obviously doing heaps of covers and those kind of gigs, and then you started writing together, and then you're mixing the originals into your cover gigs without anyone sort of realizing. But then when did you take it to the next level where you guys have management, or like, how did you get discovered, I guess?
2018 was when we like ditched all covers. We wrote a bunch of songs and started playing mostly originals, like a cover here and there, but nothing like before. And then I think where we recorded, like the studio we recorded at, our producer Chris, he really liked the music that we had been working on. So he was like the biggest proponent for getting us like noticed by a manager. So he was sending our music around and he helped us.
Oh, wow.
I'm Maddie. Who,
yeah. It was awesome because he believed in us so much from the get-go, and it really just gave us the incentive or just keep doing what we were doing.
So you guys got signed to a manager. That's pretty amazing, through the producer contact. Why did you sign with him? Did he say, hey, I'm going to make you girls like number one in the world? Like, or what was his approach? What did he see in you guys that was special?
So we recorded at Reclaim Studios, and they have like Reclaim Music Group. So there's the producer, Chris, and then Ricky, who is our manager now, Ricky and Maddie. We first started working with Ricky, and he was just like, hey, hit me up if you need graphic design stuff, if you need help with merch. We basically started as friends with everyone, kind of, and then we grew our friendships and relationships and stuff. And then as we were making newer music, he was like, oh, okay, like, I hear you, I see you, let's work together. Yeah, and it kind of just like went off from there. And now it's like everything's our friends and our connections. It's so cool to have this group of people to do stuff with.
They have been listening to our songs for a while, but they were kind of just waiting to see what we would develop into. So we put out a whole EP and they were like, okay, well, like, we notice you, but we'll wait a little bit. And then we put out more music and they were like, okay, we like this direction. So then they asked us if we wanted to, I guess, be part of the management company. And we were like, yes,
please. We need help. Please help us.
That's awesome. So, okay. So as you mentioned, obviously I know Maddie, so you guys are on Reclaim Music Group as like kind of the management and the production side of things. But then let us know about what like ESI Records. Have you released singles through them, or what is going on with that kind of type of deal?
Our friend, Brian Ballester, he's been a huge supporter of us and just like has always wanted us to do the best we can. And so he was like, I have all of these connections through my label. I'd really love to sign you guys so I can help you put out this next EP, because he really believed in it. And he also did the creative direction for it as well. So he wanted to help us kind of get a really clean package of this EP out there and get it to as many people as we could. So
basically just offering his like service, the stuff he has access to. And he was like, I don't want, like, it's just genuinely trying to help us. And like,
it's nice.
We're helping each other like
grow, basically. Yeah,
and we're putting out our like singles that we put out this year and stuff out with them. So.
Yeah, it'll be our first EP with ESI.
Okay, so you're putting out the full EP with ESI. You're signed, essentially, you are signed. This is your label, is ESI.
Yeah, right.
They're acting as your label and kind of helping fund the promotional side and all those types of things for you guys. Is that right?
Kind of. So they have a team. We've got PR and stuff like that they work with, and there's no money anywhere. Coming from our side, coming from their side, it's just those resources, those connections, getting
which are everything
out there, you know? Yeah.
And we keep full ownership of everything. Yeah. And like, we basically pay for all of our music to be recorded and stuff, but they cover like like PR and helping us get distribution and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So at the moment, you guys own all your masters and everything then?
Yeah. Everything.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible then. So you haven't signed anything away. You just basically have these resources. So yeah, for the people that are listening that are trying to get into the industry, like basically you guys have these resources that are helping you guys get to where you want to be, but you haven't signed away anything. You haven't signed a deal that has said, I owe you X amount once we reach this level or whatever. It's kind of like everyone's helping everyone right now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So then when things open up, you'll be ready to hit the road and start gigging, I imagine. Is that right?
We are ready. Right before everything shut down, we bought a van because we were to go on like a little East Coast tour in the summer. And so we bought a van in early March.
Damn.
We were ready.
2 weeks later, the world shut down.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We drive her to the store. We drive her around, but she's never taken us to a show.
She hasn't seen the world yet.
Oh yeah. My God. Well, at least you're ready. I mean, you are ready to go.
Oh, itching to go.
Yeah. And we're like trying to plan now that we know we have the van. We're like, okay, so we can plan out something realistic here for whenever the world is ready.
And are you planning your own tour or are they helping you with that?
They are helping us with that.
That's good. Takes the pressure off.
Do you guys have a booking agent or are they also kind of, like you said, acting as the booking agent?
As of right now, our management is acting as booking. So Ricky and Maddie.
I don't want to say we will, but I'm pretty sure we'll probably have a booking agent before touring starts again. Yeah. But currently it's kind of like in limbo because of the world.
Have you guys been staying gig fit for gigs if they ever start again? Like, have you guys been practicing or doing weekly rehearsals or are you about to start up?
So we're lucky because we all live together. So we all live in the same apartment so we can all just like play whenever we want to. But we haven't been doing like full band practices recently just because we had a practice space and COVID, you know,
right.
In an apartment. So we do pretty okay with what we've got.
Yeah. My drums don't live here because our neighbors probably wouldn't like it. So we haven't been playing full band here, but also we got really busy with trying to prep for our upcoming release that every time we would have practice, we would end up having something else going on, like a shoot or something. So we kind of put it on hold until, like, we'll say March or April when we're more ready.
Right. I know this is like a very typical question that you guys have probably answered a million times, but like, who, as I guess, as a whole, as the four of you guys, who would you say some of like your biggest influences music wise are?
Fickle Friends and Pale Waves, probably those are the big two. Right now.
Yeah.
But we definitely change with the season, I feel like.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was like Paramore was a huge influence on everyone to learn instruments and to do things. And now that we're in this more indie pop world, we're more like Fickle Friends, Pale Waves, more pop music.
Dua Lipa.
K-pop. We love K-pop.
Into K-pop.
Oh, that's so good. I can totally hear the Pale Waves and Fickle Friends once you guys just said that, as like your guys' sound definitely incorporates a lot of that. I love it. And those are bands that I love. So like, it's great. You guys sound amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
I need to ask, are we on the same like team? Are we all open?
Are we on the same team? Yes, we are. All of us. In fact, together.
Yes. Now, hang on. Does that mean all four of you girls are going out together? What the hell is going on?
That'd be something. No, it's just two separate groups. So me
two couples.
Jeepers. Two couples, me and Jess, and then Haley and Allie.
That is awesome. Actually, I'm so envious of you guys because once you start touring, then you guys have your partners with you and you guys get to do what you love to do with the one that you love. I'm so jealous. I just feel like you have the best situation.
And you work together. You're used to all the elements together.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Our dynamic is always really fun to like explain to people because it's also friends. You're all dating and you're all friends and you all live together and you also play in a band together. It's like,
oh, absolutely. Oh my God. You guys have the perfect situation. Yeah. I am so jealous.
What have you got planned, even though you can't really plan, but when things open up, Is your manager saying, hey, let's get you opening for someone big and then do your other gigs as well? Or you're just going to go on tour for yourself first?
I think we'll probably open for someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to hop on a tour with somebody and...
Yeah, great. We're excited.
Yeah. We really can't wait for things to get better because we definitely want to open for people. A lot of the venues here for like smaller bands closed down, unfortunately. So like we need to go elsewhere.
I'm curious to know, is the Middle East still open? Is that a venue that was in Boston? The Middle East, the Underground?
Yeah, that is still open. And funny enough, I'll say I saw you play there.
No way.
Yes, we've seen the Somerset several times.
Many times. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
That's so cool. I remember that venue so specifically just because of the like it's like downstairs and like the way the stage is set up and stuff. Oh my god. So
yeah, so I'm like introducing gang and Jess is a drummer and you're like, yes, we know. We saw her.
I love that. I love that.
Honestly, we've seen you a lot of times, but
nice. I love it.
This show was with We Are the In Crowd.
Oh, that was We Are the In Crowd.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay, cool.
Complete transparency. Like, I went to meet and greets and I have met you before.
Yeah, there you go. No, you guys, you have to send us
These photos because obviously, when your interview comes out, we're absolutely posting these photos.
Okay. I'll try to find them, but like, Jess was like the gay icon.
We were like little star eyes. Like, wow.
You guys don't even see me.
Look at this gay girl on
stage. I'm dancing in my chair right
now. She's doing like this.
I'm like doing my hands. I'm like, oh, gay. I just got called a gay icon. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
We were listening to your EP earlier because Fish from Adobe sent it to us. Have you released an EP yet or is that coming out soon?
Yeah, we had released an EP back in, 2018?
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's old. But this one you're listening to, it's not out yet. We've got two singles off of it out now.
Yeah, and it'll be coming out in the next few months.
And the two singles are Ice Water and Glow?
Yep.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. You've got an EP coming out. You don't know an exact date then, you're saying. It's probably going to be in the next few months. Was it pushed back because of COVID or anything like that? Or was this always the plan, was to kind of wait till the spring or whatever of this year?
It was kind of a mixture. We might as well put a bunch of effort into each song individually while COVID's happening because we don't know when we can play a live show again and we want to put as much into this as we can. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a waterfall release. So I think we're announcing the EP in March as a whole. I mean, I'm sure people know that we are putting out an EP because we put out two singles. We just haven't fully like formally been like, this is the EP.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So we're putting out another single in mid-March.
And then the EP would be out by June. Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect timing.
That's good timing. Yeah. And I feel like hopefully with the vaccine rollout right now, I think they're hopefully going to be, fingers crossed, some tours and shows, or at least shows, not even tours, but some shows happening probably in the fall.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Fingers crossed.
Hey, Jess, I just want to thank our amazing Patreon supporters. We have some amazing people who have subscribed to our Patreon account, and it really helps us with producing this show and getting everything up and running. We really appreciate the support, and we just wanted to thank everyone for being a subscriber.
Yes, thank you all so, so much. It really is helpful. You know, we love doing this, but it really helps us kind of be able to get it done. And, you know, if you become a patron, you will get some early access to the podcast. You'll get video content, some other content like Q&As that we do. We just do some fun stuff to try and give back. Just definitely subscribe and we're just so thankful. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, and the web address if you want to visit our Patreon is Patreon, that's right, patreon.com/babesbehindthebeat. So visit us there and we really appreciate your support and we can't wait to see you over there.
So we didn't let you guys know this, but don't worry. Don't be scared of it. We end every episode with a quiz. There are some right answers, but but don't worry about it. You'll figure it out.
Don't mess up, guys.
Just don't mess up. Play to your audience, you know, me and Bowie. So try to guess right. With that being said, question number one, dogs or cats?
Listen.
Dogs.
Everyone can have an answer.
They say dogs, me and Allie say cats.
Jess and I are dog squad.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a dog, so I just don't know.
Half dog, half cat.
I'm cat.
Cat dog. Allie and Glynis are cats. Mm-hmm. Jess and Haley are dogs.
Oh, it's a tie.
It's a tie.
All right, next question. Whiskey or vodka?
Whiskey.
Yes. Yes. Wow. I mean, you knew what to say there. You saw our Jameson bottle. But that is correct.
Everyone wins on that question.
Yes, everyone wins.
The third question, and again, this is for everyone, so you guys can let us know who says what, but beach or snow?
I mean, they live in Boston, so they might not like snow.
This is hard. I guess, Glynis, I'm picking the beach.
Okay.
Beach.
I'm also beach.
Just native.
Wrong. Wait, what's Jess?
Beach.
So everyone said beach?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you all lose.
Okay, next question. Would you prefer to be a headliner or an opener?
Oh, personally, I want to open because like I'm a fan of so many things. So I'm like, oh my goodness, to open for someone that I'm a fan of. I'm here for
it. Currently I want to be an opener. Yeah. Maybe headliner soon. Yeah.
I want a headline one day.
Well, yeah. I feel like my opinion would change like in some years, but like I want to be an opener just because I want to like experience so many different types of fans and like open for so many different bands. But like obviously one day I want to be like the person that everyone's
going
to see.
Yeah, I love that. For that one, because being an opener is great. Everyone has someone at a certain stage, you're like, there's still someone you want to open for, right?
Yeah.
Regardless, opening is going to be great. If you're like, oh, if I can open for this act, of course I want to be an opener. But the goal is to be the headliner. You'd want to be at that level of that artist that you're like idolizing. You want to be at their level, right? So you're like, yeah, of course.
And then see the way they work behind the scenes, like, cool.
Yeah. All right, guys, last question. I don't know if you've made one yet or not, but like what would be or what is on your rider, like backstage?
Ooh, okay. I don't have one, but if I'm dreaming big, I want like air conditioning. Yeah. I want boba. I want lots of food, just like any food. Yeah, vegan food.
Vegan, okay.
That will always be on the rider.
Puppies.
Puppies and air conditioning, I'm set.
Yeah. Maybe water.
Puppies, air conditioning, whiskey, food, water, done.
Yeah. I was going to say, what booze would you guys agree on? Which is obviously would be whiskey, I guess.
Yeah. Whiskey and tequila. Oh,
awesome. Well, that was the end of the quiz. And you know what? You guys did fairly well besides the beach or snow question. So you're good. But seriously, thank you guys so much for being on the show. We would love to have you guys play a track off of your new EP that you're going to release. Would you guys want to introduce kind of a track for us that you guys want to play?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, we're Shallow Pools.
And our newest single, Glow, is out now. Check it out. What's it about, Glynis?
It's about vibing with your friends, having a good time, and glowing. Okay, listen to it.
That's perfect. We love it.
Awesome.
3 in the morning.
much for being on the show. For everyone that wants to follow you guys, can you give us your guys' the Instagram handle, the Twitter handle, maybe your website, just so everyone can keep up with what you're doing at the moment?
Yeah, sure. Across the board, we're at ShallowPoolsMA, and our website is shallowpools.com, and that has everything.
All our links.
All our links. So you'll be able to find us there.
Amazing. And we will obviously also tag that on our site so everyone can follow you guys. So happy that you guys did this. Can't wait for your guys' EP to come out. We are so excited for this.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jess, that was so cool having the girls from Shallow Pools on. And the really cool part was that they've actually been to all of your shows. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them, which I think is so cool that they've seen you as, in their words, a gay icon.
Oh, I'm blushing.
She was like very excited.
I was dancing in my seat.
Yeah. But it's so cool because I think that's important too. They're going to be someone for other people to look up to.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's just interesting when you're starting out in the music industry, like how you get into the position that they're in or the position that you've been in. And the position that I've been in, you all have to start somewhere.
Right.
And I came from cover gigs into originals, and that was a great way to get gig ready, get used to using the equipment, contacting venues, dealing with people.
Yeah.
How did you start?
Honestly, the same way. And it's funny, as we were talking to these ladies and they were talking about how they started, it really reminded me of how me and my band started. Granted, I was with all boys, but still the same way, as in we were all friends and we just wanted to play music. There were bands that we loved and we just covered music of bands that we loved, and we would ask around to play. I mean, we were asking to play at school dances and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's true. You got to start somewhere. And I think doing covers is a great way to get ready for, like, just A, getting comfortable with your instrument and getting comfortable playing with the members of your band.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting like the vibe going and knowing, like, oh, when someone's looking that way at you, that means that. Like,
right. Like, and you heard how, like, even they were talking about how, like, you know, Allie would have to, like, you know, keep tempo because she's the only one that has the click track. Like, she was like, she'd be like, oh, I would just dance or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have ways of, like, you got to play with these people for so long to know how it is that you kind of, like, hone in on how they do things. And it sounds like these girls really have it all figured out, to be honest with you. I mean, the fact that they all live together
A big thing, like, when your friends, like, it would have helped you guys with your band because you're all mates.
Yeah.
Like, you're just spending so much time with each other, so you sort of do know the person. You know,
totally.
You know what their personality is doing on stage.
And it totally helps for, like, when they are getting on the road. I mean, you want to be able to get a lot, like,
hell yeah,
99% of it is getting along with who you're touring with.
Yeah.
So they've got it figured out. They've got it. They're doing all the right things. And I loved hearing how they got into music and how they, like, got started, and hearing, like, you know, who they looked up to and their inspirations and
you
stuff.
Mean you?
You know
me.
I do the, what's that emoji? The little, like, hand to the side emoji. And I'm just like, you know, me, the gay icon.
Oh, I always wonder what that was.
It's like the sassy girl emoji.
Yeah. I thought it was like, I don't know what I thought it was.
Well, there is the I don't know one. But then the sassy girl is like the, anyways, we don't have to talk about emojis.
But I'm always learning about emojis. Oh, seriously, I've got a real problem. I do not understand the emojis that well.
We'll have an emoji lesson.
Yeah.
Maybe our next chinwag will be us talking about all the emojis and seeing what you think they are.
Yeah, I'm like, Jess, where'd you get that emoji? Like, where'd you get the rock on one?
You didn't know that there was, yeah, the, like, the what? Actual, like, rock and roll hand.
Because normally when you write, if you write wolf, a dog comes up.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So I wrote rock on and nothing happened.
Rock on. Oh, so good, so good. But yeah, oh, this was so much fun. I really loved having them on.
Yeah,
these girls
so
are
good.
Great. They're amazing. Everyone needs to check out their music and their music videos that are out at the moment, and keep an eye out for the EP that they're going to be dropping very soon.
Thanks for listening.